And we're live! Coming at you from the RDP Studios in beautiful Cleveland, Ohio, the Fantasy Boys Podcast.
We got a special guest host because Brian's not here because his bitch ass went to a wedding in Texas.
In Texas. You know what they say about going to weddings in Texas, don't you?
It's always good and in divorce.
Yeah, close enough. Yeah.
So our guest host today is James Brassfield.
Ayo, River.
Hey, good old James Brassfield.
It's me.
Member of Pizza Money.
Yes.
What are your other credits? Larger than life personality.
Yeah, human god.
kind of an oxymoron right there.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm just a man, but I'm good at it. And I'm here to do my thing-a-ling, baby.
Hey.
That's Ryan DiPerno over there. I'm Bill Squire. And sorry, it's a little bit late, guys. My girlfriend needs a little, pooping or pee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just terrible.
That's
euthanism.
In that scenario, your dick is a piece of shit.
I thought he was doing that. He's just going back and forth. You can get poop and pee real easy.
Yeah.
That's true. Ooh. Little E. coli situation there.
Boom shakalaka.
Guys, it's the day after the greatest playoff baseball game I have ever seen.
Oh my god.
Saturday the 7th.
October, it's 80 fucking degrees out because climate change isn't a thing.
Yeah. That's alright. You know what? There's an old Drew Carey bit, which is hilarious, about him spraying aerosol outside. I was like, motherfucker, I want it to get warm because he's from Cleveland. And you know what, Drew? That's the funniest and truest thing that you've ever said.
Yeah.
Keep it 80 degrees as long as it possibly can.
It's not too humid either. It's just hot.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's nice. There's wind.
I had lunch, I grilled and stuff. Ooh. I love being able to grill. And
I don't own a grill, and I think that's my next purchase.
That's a good one. This is the time of year to get grills too.
Because
they're all on clearance.
Really cheap.
Actually, if you want a charcoal grill, I got one. I can give it to you.
All grills are charcoal grills.
For dirt cheap.
Yeah.
I give you for dirt cheap.
Through that caveat.
I'll give it to you for just buy me dinner sometime or something.
Okay, cool.
You got a preferred grill? Like a Weber, your Weber man?
This one is a Weber, but it is the Aldi version of it, so it's got a German name on it, but it is the same.
Und Weber!
It's the
damn,
same exact grill you get at Home Depot, and it was half as much.
I would have some delicious Vienna sausages!
What else is German? Can you cook schnitzel on the grill?
I will have a schnitzel, please! 9!
Would you like that well done?
9!
You want 9 schnitzels?
I want a medium schnitzel! I don't know, that kind of turned the Arnold there at the end. Jeez. I can't,
Yeah.
That is credit to Brian Kenny, begrudgingly. But that joke about the German guy is my favorite.
Oh yeah.
I will have a Leinenkugel. What kind you ask? It's a summer shandy, please.
Great joke.
Yes.
Germans.
Greatest game ever last night.
Oh my god. It was the best game I ever saw. I think it might be one of the top 5 best games of all time.
It's definitely top ALDS game of all time.
It was amazing.
I'm trying to think, we have to continue our every-decade tradition of kicking the shit out of the Yankees in hilarious, dramatic ways.
Tasty morsels.
I think in 2007 in the ALDS, that Midge game was a good one.
That was great.
And then 97, when they kicked the shit out of the Yankees in the ALDS, Sandy Alomar hit a 3-run home run or something
that
in the 8th inning, I think.
That was a good one.
But this one...
The Midge's game was very memorable. I remember that was a great run we had, then we lost it. Fucking Red Sox.
Yeah, I hate the Red Sox so much. It's so, I don't want to, put the cart in front of the horse, as it were. Mm. But the fact that the Yankees and the Red Sox are both going to get fucking swept out of the ALDS is so
wonderful.
I fucking hate those teams.
I hate both those teams, too, but I like beating those teams, so,
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I got no beef with Houston. They just had a flood. No one even knew they had a team until this year.
they're fucking American League interlopers too. Fuck them.
Yeah,
they win 3 years ago. Yeah, they keep
what
going back and forth.
What? Do you have a DH or not?
is there still the Rangers? Is the Rangers still have?
Yeah, yeah, they're still.
Is George Bush still involved at all?
No, I don't think so. He has a box. They show him every now and again with his stupid, goofy spot. Hi, I just got done
painting.
Just got done painting to soothe my PTSD of killing a million Iraqis.
And maybe some Americans.
And some Americans and kicking off the powder keg that was the eventual end of the world. I'm just goofy and a painter now.
I want to be baseball commissioner. And my daughter was president. Pretty good. Can I have some sort of job now?
His daughter's on TV.
Can I paint the lines? I'm good at painting. Let me paint the lines.
I can make a real straight line.
All the time, and I definitely would. I don't care if she's in a train.
Oh, Janet Bush is very attractive.
Which one is she, the blonde or the brunette?
She's the one that looks like she's a good time.
Oh, okay.
I would call me a good time, but isn't she like doing
news or something,
shit like that?
She's on like the infotainment news in the morning.
Yeah.
With Matt Lauer.
It's me, Matt Lauer, with the president's daughter and some white women that are attractive.
Have you watched any of the Kelly, Megyn Kelly shit?
Oh, no. I saw like a clip online where she cut off Tom Brokaw talking about gun control.
What?
I fucking hate Megyn Kelly.
She sucks.
Like, she fucking, I think recently when she got this show or whatever, she's like, I just don't want to do politics anymore. I'm done. It's like, you dick. You know what I mean? Like, we spent like a fucking decade talking about how Jesus is white and shit that on Fox News. You don't get the fucking just walk away from that because you're trying to reinvent yourself.
I haven't seen the show, but I did see a promo for that. And she made it a very important like point to have her hugging two black people
for
at least 5 seconds.
Absolutely.
That's how you know you can't trust her.
Well, I mean, I can't trust her because she looks like a fucking Stepford wife. She's a lizard person.
She doesn't. Yeah, she looks like they like put a Stepford wife over a lizard person.
Yeah.
She's like, her face could some predator type shit.
See, that's the thing is, I think she's absolutely gorgeous, but
she's too pretty.
I bet she's got bandy.
That means the eat the mic, Brassfield.
Terrible back knee.
That means that she's too pretty. That like I think she looks like a Barbie doll. Like
I like
she's
Barbie
got
doll.
Michael Jackson's nose.
It's too much.
Fuck a Barbie doll.
I mean, who amongst us? Yeah.
Barbie? I would pay for Barbie to get yeeks.
I remember when I was little, like my sister had Barbies and she had them like put to bed, and I snuck into her room and like pulled her tops down to look at their tits. And my mom saw me doing, and she's like, what are you doing in your sister's room? I was like, I'm just looking for one of my toys. And she's like, oh, I'm pretty sure you're rubbing Barbie's boobs.
Like, yeah, what?
I was, yeah.
That is
stop talking, and that was that. And
everyone's
been weird ever since.
Everyone's been caught looking at Barbie's boobs. Or
yeah,
something.
Sure, why not?
It's such a strange feeling.
Just it's like that. That's like insta shame.
Yeah,
like
shamed.
When you have to like sit with a therapist and like try and chase. We'll trace it all back. You're like, oh, Barbie's tits.
Yeah, yeah.
It always goes back to Barbie's tits.
It's what Barbie's tits kind of feel like what fake tits in the late 90s felt like.
You're the only one amongst them, I know.
Well,
I wasn't getting any fake tits in the 90s.
No,
I wasn't having any fake tits.
Not me, per se, but I mean,
but like those real hard bolt-on ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually did hook up with a girl that had, like, she had her implants for a long time, so they were, like, that hard, and they looked incredible.
Yeah.
Like, they looked really natural, but, like, touching them was, like, there was no movement at all. Like,
yeah.
It's like I'm like, all right, I'm just going to admire these and not touch.
It's like a scene from Wild Wild West.
It's buckled. When I was 17 or 18 or whatever, at the place where I work, which will remain nameless at the time, they invited me to, like, the adults invited me to a party. And I hooked up with, like, she was probably like 36 or something like that, but like she had the bolt on fake, but I didn't care. I was fucking, I was like,
happy.
this is
that was like
a lifeline. Oh, it was like a lifetime of complexes for me.
That's like when 36 felt like a MILF, like now like 36, they're like, ooh, 30 something MILF. I'm like, oh, you mean my age?
A little bit older than me. I like the sound of
woman that looks older than me because she's had a rough life, but really it's just the same age.
Life gave her a backhand, as it were.
Yeah.
That's all right. I like a good girl with a strong jaw.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You know.
She's TMJ.
Yes.
And she's fought through it.
Absolutely.
Taste.
She can... She can bite the neck of a glass bottle of beer to open it if you
need. A broad-shouldered lass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, German girls. We're back to the Germans.
Yeah, there you go.
Low center of gravity.
They all have a lower center of gravity because of their bowed legs.
Oh, man.
Speaking of bowed legs.
Anyway, the game last night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, man.
This should just be like
Francisco
a fancy
Lindor,
tangent.
My from is Cleveland, motherfucker. Touch it.
Francisco Lindor is...
The
so
shit
of all time.
Give that guy a fucking statue.
Mr. Smile.
Mr. fucking Smile.
What a stupid terrible fucking nickname.
Wonderful person.
Oh,
wonderful baseball player.
He's great. Put his real name.
Are you kidding me? I love his fucking...
Hey, Bayer, Bayer.
What's his real nickname?
Mr. Papito, I don't know. Something nasty.
No.
Because he's out here crushing fucking Parma bitches.
For those who aren't in the Cleveland area, which there are none of you, but... Francisco Lindor does the like a used car commercial with puppets, I think, too. Are you kidding me, guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Larry Fu-Manchu.
Yeah, Larry Fu-Manchu. But anyway, so they had...
Those commercials.
The one that they were recently playing, I swear to Christ, I looked it up on the... Like, I couldn't find it specifically on the internet because it's a radio ad that they're... I don't think they're playing it anymore because somebody in their PR division said, hey, maybe you should change it. Swear to God. The catchphrase of it. This year, the Indians are taking it all. And I want to know, do you want to take it all too? I swear to Christ. I mean, wait a minute.
Lack so much self-awareness.
Yeah. Larry.
I would just leave it. They should have just left it because then it, like, people are going to fucking make fun of it, but it's getting your name out there all the time.
They're amazing. Those dudes are geniuses.
Larry. That one dude died. Like one of their
Larry Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Fu Man. Jeez, that's sad.
Well, he was morbidly obese.
Well, I'm sitting right here, and I don't have much longer. Well, how old was Larry Fu Manchu when he died?
He's in his 50s or 60s.
Ralphie May.
No, Ralphie May died. He's 45.
Yeah. He was an enormous human being, though.
Yeah. He had pneumonia real bad, I guess, and he wouldn't like take time off to let it all like heal up, and his body just broke down.
I just heard him on like Stanhope or something like that, like one of his podcasts recently, a couple months ago.
Man. He's the reason Mike Lawrence is the thing because they were in the roast battle together, and then Mike Lawrence destroyed him talking about his divorce, and that like took Ralphie down. Like Ralphie was just devastated because his divorce was fucking rough.
Was it?
Yeah,
I don't know anything about it. I know his wife was hot.
Yeah,
I had a whole bunch of money.
That's true. But I think they were married before he was famous.
Before he was super famous, but he was on his, you know. But
girls have foresight.
He, what season of Last Comic Standing was he
season
on?
Season one.
Was it the first one?
Yeah, he lost to that fucking fan.
No, I thought, was it that one?
Yeah.
Oh, because Rich Voss was on that one, too.
Yeah,
right?
Rich Voss lost to, like,
three. He was, like, three.
He was like,
top
he was
three,
like,
I think.
Three or four, maybe five, I don't know. He was towards the top, but... Dat fan won it all.
Man.
And fucking Dat. Ralphie May, who became like a Vegas performer, prolific comedian, incredible talent.
Yeah.
Dat
lost
fan.
To Dat fan, who like
does
stopped
he do
doing
comedy
within like a couple years. I think he like pops around in LA from time to time, but he never had a serious
career.
Well,
he had like 5 minutes total when he got on that show. And then like they were asking him to fill theaters and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
I got this.
Hmm. I don't know. That's sad. Ralphie May. Yeah, I remember. I saw that roast battle thing.
Yeah.
Like, last year.
Brutal.
Ralphie May, like, sucked. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, Mike Lawrence was fucking
he's incredible,
right? Yeah.
But that sucks, because, I mean, Ralphie May was a good dude. Like, I met him years and years and years ago, like, when I first started doing comedy. Like, right after he won that,
yeah.
I met him, and then, like, I never actually worked with him, but, like, I got to hang out with him just a little bit, and, like... He was always just—he was good to other comics. He was
that's what
always,
I heard. Yeah,
like, a really nice, like affable dude.
He seemed like he would be a stand-up kind of guy. Like he'd seem like an even keel type person.
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweeted out yesterday, like the highest tolerance for weed ever goes to Ralphie May.
Well, yeah, I can believe that because he was constantly high.
He had a good bass too.
Yeah, and then he just. Was a big dude, so he just keep on going. I can't do that.
No good. Sometimes. No good, people. You know what is good though?
What's
the Cleveland Indians.
Yes.
your 2017 World Series champion.
No, you're going to have yourself.
Whoa.
Got things to do still.
Wait.
We're going to work, though. We're about to sweep these fucking New York
So, clubs. You guys ready to give up? I had this feeling the whole game. I'm like after we were down, I'm like, nah, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
I just thought, yeah, we'll be all right.
I was like, I said, all we got to do is load the bases and yank one, and then we're back in it. And then lo and behold, the R-Man had his own little, like, Nasper R-Man moment.
Yeah, I did call those home runs, but, like, I also called 10 others. So I'm going to ignore those.
So your percentage is, like, 2 out of 10.
Yeah, but that's all right.
20%, that's tough.
Amazing game.
It seemed great. And then, like, the fucking last few innings, though. I mean, Jay Bruce's home run was incredible to tie it up. And then those fucking extra innings just...
Oh, yeah.
Tomlin is the shit.
Like, I'm sorry that, like, every time that he pitches, I'm like, not Tomlin. But every time in the playoffs, like,
he's been great.
He's a spectacular playoff pitcher.
Skill set, man.
And, like, the fact that everybody, like, that's what I love about this team is, like, there is no quit. Like, they could have just said, fuck it. Like, we'll win one and
we'll get back.
You know, again, like, maybe it'll go 5 games or whatever. Like, but they're just like, nah, let's just do it now. Yeah. Like, they're just impatient. Let's just do it now, guys.
They're winners, man. They didn't quit.
I mean, they're 22-game wins. That, like, I was telling him on Thursday that, you know, because I was like, the Yankees are good, man. Like,
that bullpen's no joke.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't...
Check. Dude, that team, the Yankees didn't lose that game. Joe Girardi lost that game.
Yeah, I don't know why he...
Like, on both sides, on many sides, the pitching was great.
I don't understand why Joe Girardi didn't challenge that fucking...
Because he's a play. Human.
There's no...
Oh, the hit-by-pitch.
Yes, yeah. The hit-by-pitch. If anybody that didn't see it...
Joe, from far away, he looks like a black person so much. You get close to him, and you're like, oh, okay.
If anybody didn't see it, it was in super slow motion. Lonnie Chisenhall got called by getting hit by the pitch.
Yeah.
And you can see the ball, like, change directions or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, it kind of, I don't know.
It
like,
makes
people,
glove, man.
New York,
it
like
looks
the Yankees.
Like it hits the end of the bat.
It's very, very close. But who cares one way or the other, even if it didn't?
The
you have nothing to lose to challenge
the
play. You know what I mean?
Locked on that dude's hand, man. He called that one right.
But, I mean, Joe Girardi has nothing to lose to just challenge the play.
Right.
Like, so then he doesn't have another challenge. Like, who cares? Like,
yeah, but you're trying to
that
win the
been
game.
The
that would have been worth it.
That would have been the third out because he tipped it into
yeah.
his glove. Or
what's
whatever.
The deal with not being able to challenge the pitch calling anymore? Like, you get tossed no matter what now, but... The pitch calling has been pretty wild lately.
For both teams last night, strike zone was fucking terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was awful.
There was no consistency at all, and that was on both sides. So
on
that was just
side.
Bad umpiring. I'm glad he got hit in the face and knocked on his ass.
That's been happening a lot lately too.
Oh yeah, with the Detroit, where he's just like, whoop.
They're
on many sides. There are violence on many sides.
The umpires are doing it. The players are doing it. It's
mm-hmm.
Believe me, we're gonna do the best. You're gonna be very happy with what we've done.
Did you see that the other day? He's like, "This is the calm before the storm."
What?
Oh, and it's like, "You'll see. Oh, you'll see. You'll see." It's like, "You fucking asshole."
Maybe we have to
lose
the teasing
war.
Yeah, just do it already. That's the thing. Like, it's so funny because it's obvious that they don't have a plan for anything, and he keeps saying, "Come on, you'll see." There's nothing behind it.
You
fucking
guys are excited
fraud.
For episode 8. Wait till you see the war. The Korean War Part 2.
It's gonna
it's a reboot.
I'm gonna tell Kim Jong Il, you're fired.
Kim Jong Il, you're fired.
Once it sweeps, oh my god, it's gonna be war. It's gonna be everywhere.
We're going straight to China. China.
I hate what he does, like, when he, like, pinches his thumb and four fingers together when he's talking. I hate everything about it.
Because he's stringing together
I mean,
bullshit.
Obviously. It's not like we're fucking treading into new territory here. But, like, yeah, fuck the President of the United States. I hope that something fucking awful
good happens in his mind that will help him figure out how to do a better job for him.
Right, that's what we really want, because we care about America.
That's what
we care about
America.
America.
It's dope. America's a dope country because you could say America suck my dick from the posterior.
Unless you're a professional athlete.
that's right.
At the game on Thursday, I was just walking to like the press area, and then they do the national anthem. And so I stop and take my hat off, mm-hmm. and there's like so many people just keep on going. Yeah. They don't give a shit. They got their hats on. Sure. And I'm sure they're the same people like,
disrespectful. I don't want them kneeling, but I need to get my daughter a corn dog.
But there's not any lines when this is happening, so it's a good, you know.
Sheila's blood sugar is low, and if she doesn't get this corn dog. All
right, if you're taking a piss when the national anthem's going, do you pinch it off?
Fuck absolutely no. not. Yeah. I'm busy kneeling anyway.
We're bad American.
You guys just hate America.
I'm a good American because I can see the shape that America's in, and I'm disgusted by it.
That's
my stomach hurt.
We went to the game.
I pinched it off, by the way. Because I love America. I don't know. If I'm shitting, that's a different story.
Bill's
but
just
I
working
still stand up.
Respectable.
Bill's just working on his Kegel exercises.
That's
he's
right.
blaming it.
You need that control.
Patriotic.
They say if you can stop peeing, like, it'll never... You can never come if you want.
I think that, like...
Sting could pee, like, the national anthem into a toilet. Different filled, like, fish bowls.
Because he does all that tantric shit, right?
Yeah, I would stand for that. If Sting peed the national anthem into different fish bowls.
That would be amazing.
I would stand up for that. And I'd ask Ray Lewis not to pray.
I've done so much damage to, like, this area throughout my life that I can't even fucking... I can't stop a gnat stream. yeah.
What age do you think you're going to have, like, full-on erectile dysfunction?
Oh, it's not erectile dysfunction. It's just incontinence.
dribbler? You're a dribbler.
But that one will probably lead to the other.
Probably. Whatever. I've had a good... My dick has seen enough action. It's like a grizzled old veteran.
Finally, it'll actually be a relief.
Yeah, it will. It's like, God,
finally,
this is great.
My dick broke.
Yeah, Brian's dick finally broke. And he just such a delightful
He's so
guy.
Happy. He's like, bring back that munch shit.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I don't feel maudlin anymore.
You guys want me to try? No problem.
Hey, politics are a thing, but another week and do so. Come on, just enjoy the day, right?
You guys want to go down to the park?
Yeah.
LeBron left, but no big deal. He's only been here for a while. Now, guys. Nice guy. You know what? Yeah, Dan Gilbert does give good love.
Yeah.
You gotta hear.
I think we figured it out, guys. Like maybe.
Yeah. We all gotta get castrated, and then we'll hear both.
No, just right.
Oh, good. Thank God.
No, I'm pretty pleasant.
I wasn't on board.
My dick's like if it were a thing, it would be like Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump when he's coming out of the television studio or whatever in the wheelchair.
Your dick's like.
Have you seen God yet, Gump?
Your dick's just like Ariana Grande.
Why is that?
It's the same size as her.
The same height.
It's the full, yeah, basically.
She's 2 feet tall, right?
How big is your dick? You know how tall Ariana is?
Yeah, yeah. You get a life-size cutout here.
And how wide she is around at her shoulders.
Just her arm, though.
Anyways, the Cleveland Indians.
Man. So good.
I'll tell you who's got a big one. All the Indians.
Yes, they have fucking swinging dick. They have knee shooters.
Yeah.
Especially that Francisco Lindor. And
Jay Bruce, man.
Jay Bruce is the
Jazz Buck Garner, the best Indian of all time.
I hope they resign. I think they might resign him, man. Like,
I would love it.
He wants to be here.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And resign him.
Jay Bruce is a...
Did we get any updates on Edwin?
Sprained ankle, not broken.
It's not broken.
He said day to day, which I don't think he'll play unless
I think that
they're
gonna. He was off of it immediately from what the tweets were saying, so I think that there's a good chance he can be back after we sweep these fucking worms.
Yeah,
what we could use is some sort of Red Sox resurgence to make that series go 5 games.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think regardless the ALCS or
it starts at the same time no matter what.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know about you guys, but. The Yankees, for me, have always been like... I feel like they always take our best players and shit. And I'm just so sick of seeing them win every fucking thing. All their fucking fans. Oh, 27 rings. Fuck, oh yeah. We're
you know what's
guys,
great,
suck.
Though? Is that they're all gone. All those Yankees fans, because they had those shit years, like, they're all gone. And, like, I was at the game on Thursday, and there's, like,
no
10 Yankee fans.
That's
like
great.
10,
it makes that warms my heart.
It used to be, if Indians were playing the Yankees, it was... so much of like the Cubs last year.
Yeah.
And there's also not a, like, as long as we don't have to play the fucking Cubs again in the World Series.
I actually
I want to play the Cubs, but I don't want their fucking fans here.
And fuck them, just because they have
there's not going to be as many as there were last year, but fucking still.
The ALCS starts on Friday, October 13th.
Well, if you just move to Chicago, do you just get more money? Because maybe I'll go there. That sounds kind of dope.
I don't think that's actually how it works. I think it's just... there happens to be people there that are willing to do it, and then also like I think there was a lot of dick swinging too.
Oh yeah,
you know, people that just say like, "Oh, I've always been such a big Cubs fan,
so I got to cheat all this stuff."
Mm-hmm. And so there's no way there was that many Cubs fans that have been that loyal all those years.
That's right, true.
Oh, they're the biggest bandwagon fan base on earth. They're worse than the fucking Yankees.
That is, yeah. I'll give it that. Yankees.
Fuck the Yankees. Fuck the Cubs. What's all
the nicknames, the terrible nicknames for the Yankees? The Bankies.
The Skankies.
The Skankies.
Fuck Aaron Judge and his fucking abnormal pituitary gland.
Shout out to those moms that are smart enough to give those kids those adrenal gland drugs that they're like in high school.
Yeah. That's a huge fucking
monster of a human.
I don't think he's had a hit, has he? I think he's been held hitless.
He walked twice.
He walked twice and struck out.
He struck out like 6 times. I've known.
He's a big ass slugger, dude. I don't think that. I can't believe he can swing it bad. He looks like he'd be so unfucking coordinated. Like he's just.
Looks like he's a tight end.
It's like a gangly. He's LeBron
size. Speaking of LeBron, that's on the 17th. Actually, that will probably overlap with the
ALCS.
Game 4 of the ALCS. On Tuesday, October 17th, the same day that the Cavs play the Celtics.
I'm fucking pumped for this Cavs season. We were talking about Dwayne Wade last week.
Yeah.
Dude looks phenomenal. Yeah. He looks so fucking good.
Let's just have him take a seat for a little while until...
Yeah, we don't need any more
play him for...
His preseason's done.
Yeah, basically.
Let's have that be a thing for a while.
Go train with old Brown.
Yeah. Take those games off. We don't need your the same age as a MILF in pornography. So we don't need to be out there improving anything. We know what we can do. We need you in April and May and June. God, the playoffs are fucking long.
They're so long. The end. That's why I love baseball.
Yeah.
Because
they
need
to play fewer regular season games.
Yes. They of all sports.
But they did stretch it this season out so it's not back-to-backs anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of cool with that because you're not going to get those games where they sit people, and it's also
it's still gonna feel just as long.
Fucking violent game, and just that on your body with the up and down.
That's why it's so pussy now. Because if you let them play like if they played like they played in the 90s, even like everyone would be retired already.
Right, because the guys are like so much stronger and faster. And that's but it's still a pretty physical game. Like there's still a whole lot, but it's also just evolved a lot, and you know scoring has become the thing.
Scoring has transformed.
But go back, have you watched any of those games? Like any like ESPN Classic games?
Oh, yeah,
they're watchable. They're beating the fuck out of each other.
And they're horrible to watch. Like,
there's like minutes at a time where nobody scores.
The end of basketball as we knew it as weird cusp millennials or whatever is when fucking Metal World Peace went to the stands.
That's the greatest piece of footage ever in of the last like 50 years.
Can you imagine if that happened now? Because I mean, that was 2004. And it was a huge deal.
I watched it live. It was on ESPN.
Imagine if that was now. Imagine with the way things have gotten so much different in social media and everything.
He's been banned for life. Like everybody involved.
What would they do if you punched a fan in the face?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
Oh, did he go to jail for
no,
that?
No, he didn't do anything. He's like Jerry Seinfeld. He was the last man to fucking buy stock in Disney World. He's a genius.
Meta World Peace?
Yeah.
He punched that's like, so great. It's like the whole stadium, like fucking just
it was a melee. And then like, what's his face? That fucking big tall dude. O'Neal.
Jermaine O'Neal. Yeah.
Him running in and punching that fat dude. And like, but he's like slides out of towel or something. Like, it's just insane that happened. And then
those
players were back within like the next year.
Yeah.
And you know, Artest had to sit out a whole season, but that was it.
And then he won a title. He won several titles.
Yeah, with the Lakers.
He tried playing. I think he came back this year for a couple of games.
Yeah, I think he tried.
Metal World Peace, man.
He was a crazy person. I loved him.
He's really calmed down now.
Yeah, man. I know. It's unfortunate.
Got his meds right.
Probably. I hated those Pistons teams, too. Like,
really? I liked them because they were Laker killers. So that first year they did it, like when they beat the Lakers, and it was like Karl Malone. Gary Payton and shit. And I always had, like, I liked Karl Malone, but when he left the Jazz, I just got upset with him.
Yeah.
Even though he had the right and he was old and, like, it was, but it just seemed like, I just felt bad for John Stockton, who is also an asshole, but.
Yeah. I think there's a funny story about Karl Malone when Kobe's wife or something, like, she was in the locker room or something like that, and he was wearing a cowboy hat, like Karl Malone, and she, I gotta look it up to, because it's really funny.
Oh, Karl Malone.
Karl Malone. By the way, speaking of Karl Malone, I know that Jimmy Kimmel is like a woke hero now, but remember when he used to dress in blackface as Karl Malone?
Listen, he didn't use that much blackface.
Oh my god, it was a light black.
It was.
He was darker than Steph Curry. I'll tell you that much right now.
This is Karl Malone.
He's darker than Bart Simpson. I'll tell you that much.
Hold on.
Oh my god, I've totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's why Jimmy Kimmel's son was ill, because he's blackface. He did that blackface shit. It's just a little cosmic turnaround, which is terrible, but you know, you should have thought about that.
Here it is. Hold on. On November 2nd, 23rd, the night the Lakers played the Bucks at the Staples Center, Vanessa was talking on the phone to Malone's wife, Kay. Kay gave Vanessa her husband's cell phone number, and Vanessa called Malone, who was sitting at courtside to invite blah blah blah. Malone, wearing cowboy boots and hats, eventually took the child to Vanessa. She said it twice. Hold on. God damn it. I wish I knew this exactly. Basically, it was something about, like, I wish I could find the exact quote. Fuck. I know I gave this to
this. Way darker than I remember him.
Yeah.
It's really, like, he is wearing blackface. Like, I remember it being
light.
Yeah,
it was the lights.
It's something where he referenced being a cowboy and having.
I don't know.
Courtesy of no one.
Sometime at night, Paul will look up at the sky.
Problematic.
There's not even an impression there. It is just mispronounced words and dressed in blackface.
It sounds basically like Jimmy Kimmel wants to pay Karl Malone to whitewash his fence.
Here's the quote. I found it. Malone's agent, Dwight Manley, told the Los Angeles Times on Sunday that Malone was asked by Vanessa Bryant, "Hey, cowboy, what are you hunting?" in reference to Malone wearing a cowboy hat and boots. She said it twice, Manley said, and Carl answered, "I'm hunting for little Mexican girls."
Got him.
I guess, like, Kobe challenged him to a fight and blah, blah, blah. Ugh. That's so funny. I don't think they actually...
Kobe's not a scrapper, though.
Well, Karl Malone was also giant. Like, he's like that first, like, muscle-bound NBA player that was just, like,
he's
jacked.
Big.
Karl Malone. Man, the Man Show, I remember being funny, but I was also in sixth grade when
I was pretty young for that shit, and it was it was funny, but man,
They would never lose.
That's also very problem. It was a problematic time back then. Everybody was fucking. I said that like movies from back then are why 9/11 happened, like because we were just, it was opulence. Everything, everyone had shiny fucking clothes and shit. It was so gross.
Yeah. But that's the thing too, is nobody dressed the way they were in movies. Like, no. If you look at a movie that came out and Can't Hardly Wait, like that was the Breakfast Club type, like coming of age movie of the late 90s.
Yeah.
And nobody dressed like those kids.
No.
Like, they were all way too stylized in that shit. Oh, yeah. Like, there were, it was based on clothes that people would wear then, but nobody was ever that, like,
it was just the best, I'm going to be this
ridiculous. Like, this
everybody had a thumb ring.
It was just the best version of those clothes. I had those fucking weird Tommy Gear goggles. You remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
How did you wear them? Did you just have them and then, like,
Fellhead, you gotta keep them on your dumpies. But when you're a bigger gentleman like me, sometimes your forehead sweat steams up the Tommy Gear goggle. So you gotta wipe those layers out on occasion. You're gonna be pooling on your dome.
Carpenter jeans.
Carpenter jeans.
Anytime I see someone wearing carpenter jeans, like, no matter what they do, like, they can be.
You know they're poor.
They could be a carpenter.
No, like, they're just, no matter what they are, they're just awful to me. Yeah. Like, they could be saying the smartest, most intriguing things. They could be splitting the atom. They could do anything. They could get us to Mars. They could. It could be, if Elon Musk was wearing carpenter jeans, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Elon Musk had on carpenter jeans.
No, but where are you going to hold your paintbrush and your extra nails?
Sidebar of Elon Musk, he's kind of a fucking moron.
Yeah, he's kind of a.
NASA threw out the fucking vertical rocket landing idea originally. It was the first thing they were like, no, this is dumb.
He's a, you know who his wife
he's
is?
A dreamer.
He's a retard.
Amber Heard.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
The one Elon Musk?
Elon Musk.
He's already married to her?
I think they're married.
He's a Johnny Depp's
ex-wife. Yeah.
Ex-wife, yeah.
He's dumb.
Who he beat the fuck out of, allegedly.
No.
I don't think he's that strong of a striker.
I don't think... I just think that he's a drunk, and they probably got into an argument.
I think she probably clawed him up pretty good, too, but...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not there. I'm not
never
here
hit
to...
a woman. It's wrong. It's gross.
He, Johnny Depp is allegedly, like, really stupid, too, so...
Just like Justin Timberlake?
But that's... What you hear about, like, great actors are... Is, like, him, like, De Niro, like, oh, not the brightest guy, but, like, they have great instincts.
De Niro's autistic. Yeah. I hold that he, like, has Asperger's.
Ask Lily Tomlin. I think she's his handler.
He's so bad in interviews, man. Like, it's uncomfortable.
I think he has dementia.
Maybe. What's the last movie he's been in? No, he works still. He works consistently.
But his voice has changed. Like, it's not the same. He sounds disjointed and lost.
Who, I think Harrison Ford sounds disjointed.
Well, he's
go!
He is high as fuck.
Did you see him telling those cars to get the fuck out of the way?
My daughter, who's 18, who's never sat through an entire movie without looking at her phone.
How's she doing?
Don't you worry about it. she went and saw Blade Runner last night.
Yeah.
And she's like, I like it. I'm like, of course you like it. It's a 2-hour, 45-minute sci-fi noir.
Yeah.
Based in the future, like, you're not gonna, and it's a sequel, so you don't know what's going on whatsoever, so the fact that you didn't like it makes me think it's probably really good.
Yeah.
She's like, it's slow and boring. I'm like, yeah, that's what
Blade Runner is.
That's
what movies are most of the time.
I never made it past the first minute in Blade Runner, because I saw it in college, and I was really high.
When I was injured, I watched Blade Runner all the way through.
I couldn't stop laughing when he's like, I'm a Blade Runner. I was like, all right, I'm not going to watch the rest of it.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
It was like, oh, that's the new movie.
Yep.
He said it. He said it.
Yeah, basically.
I'm out.
More or less. It turned me off.
But anyway, the Indians are good. The Caps would be fucking great. Dwayne Wade looks awesome.
Dwayne Wade.
He came out. What did we were talking with Mike Paramore last week, and he's like, oh, it's going to be too much ego. He's not going to be the guy. Well, they said, hey, if I got to come off the bench, I'll come off the bench.
Mike Paramore also said that LeBron wouldn't be good if he wasn't as big as he is.
That's
right.
True.
Yeah, well, if my...
That is a true statement.
You're right. If my aunt had a dick, she'd be my uncle.
If he was the same size as Kyrie, LeBron wouldn't even be in the league.
But he was right.
That's a huge factor.
Yeah, he was right that Tom Brady is a system quarterback.
Tom Brady is also a white supremacist.
He is a white supremacist. Make America great again.
His wife is just happens to be a German blonde-haired black lady. Surprise, surprise.
I thought she was Brazilian.
Yeah, no, she's Brazilian.
Where'd they take all the Nazis?
Making some
No, that was Venezuela.
No, it was Argentina. It was Argentina, all over South America. Mm. But speaking of movies that are cool, did you ever see Boys from Brazil?
No.
Gregory Peck, and he plays Joseph Mangala.
Oh, Gregory.
I remember Mike in Brazil. I've seen Mike in Brazil several times. Mike in Brazil. What about We Live Together?
they were
all on the same network.
Yeah. But Mike in Brazil, that was the introduction of butts to internet porn. That was, in my opinion, the beginning of white girls with asses.
The Pogs, if you will. Yeah, probably. That was.
I don't know what it is. I think if GMOs are responsible for that, thank you.
Do it, government. Hey, Bill Nye says they're all right.
It's amazing. They're giving them fucking the wild yeeks.
Mike in Brazil. Fuck, the MILF Hunter.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
The old MILF Hunter.
MILF Hunter! Oh my god.
The early days. Who's that? Subscription pornography.
Dude, internet peanut. Remember,
But it's you never had a subscription to it? Or if you did, you just do the dollar thing for a day because there's one ad. I gotta get into that one. What? But then you do, usually you just find out, Kazaa.
I just had, there was probably a million viruses to my computer, but, Panda Movies was one that I went to. It was before you could stream it, so you had to download it to your Windows Instant Media Player, and it would have, four scenes, a blowjob scene, a sex scene, another one, and reverse cowgirl, and then, cum shot, and so you had to pick which one, and it was, 24 serious. Seconds long. Yeah, I went to college in 2005, motherfucker. There was no Pornhub.
What was the other one that I... It was Polish Busty PL. You ever go to that?
I don't remember that.
These fucking huge-titted Polish girls.
Big naturals.
Yeah. They're not doing hardcore stuff. They're just walking around slapping their tits or dancing in front of hotel wardrobe.
First porn.
But they were great and they just dropped their tits. Huge, amazing tits.
Nice.
Bang Bus?
Bang Bus. That was one of my
That favorites. Was when it got exciting. You're like, oh, this is
this
neat.
Is dope. I was the production value. I can't believe they left her. That's rude. Yeah. How rude.
And then you find out. I remember a dude showing me Bang Bus, and then he's like, and then they ditch him, and he thought it was so funny. I was like,
you're a bad person.
I'm pretty sure that's fake. He's like, no, they do that. And I'm like, no, it's there's too much production value in this. There's too much at risk.
Right.
They have a disclaimer at the beginning. It's got to be fake. And he's
it's
like,
it's got to be fake.
No, it's real.
Because you can't.
I mean, he just wanted to believe that you could fuck a girl and be that awful at the same time. that was his favorite part, was that they were also mean to the girl. Or they could just drop her off and pay her the money they promised.
Have you been in his basement recently?
No, he was living with his brother. It was we were youngins.
Oh,
who was the one, the lady that, she gave head, and it was her
Jodie Arias.
No. Oh, I know who
you're talking about.
It was her and her husband.
Yeah, and she
had great tits.
Yeah,
she would just
Heather.
Deep throat. Yeah, had,
Heather.
Heather, deep throat.
Heather,
something.
Deep throat
something.
Throat.
Hold on, Heather Brooke is her name.
Yeah,
she was fucking.
She was great.
Hot.
Yeah, and what is it fucking called?
I can't.
People know. You see me. You see me out there, listeners.
Everybody
you
knows.
Yeah.
You fucking pervs.
Yeah.
We just vaguely recall. You guys know.
Whoops. Yeah. This is a computer that I shouldn't be looking up pornography.
All right, I'll find it on
anyway, we're not looking at it.
Deep throat, right? It was
I love deep to
throat.
Deep throat.
I deep throat.
Throat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She should have sued Apple, man. She should sue them.
Wonder where she is now.
Well, she's got a dick in her mouth. Let's start there.
What about the porn stars of yesteryear? Remember Jill Kelly?
Aren't they all dead? They're
probably.
All dead, right?
Jill Kelly.
But not of sexing. They're dead from car accident.
Hey, baby.
Elena. She's got those knives.
Oh, I remember this one. Fight
for you.
They're only like a minute and a half long. Too,
yeah, but that's all you need.
Exactly, yeah.
She pulls out her big hard tits.
Like a pro.
You think I think those are real, though.
2000. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's like, they were like the entrepreneurs. Like, they were the beginning of...
No, I mean
the
tits.
Oh, no, no.
No,
those
are tits.
Those babies are real.
No.
Don't ruin my life.
Right? Buddy.
I'm about to...
Now, if you see her now, you'll know if they're fake or real.
How will you ever think those are real?
Yeah, they look like fucking...
Yeah, those are fake.
Those are so fake.
I'm sad now.
Here, watch when they come out.
Oh, no!
what a
bummer, right?
What a good egg.
Yeah.
She's one of the good ones.
IDPro.com was the website.
Yep.
I wonder what she is now.
What are some other ones?
The milk. There was a Wifey. Do you remember Wifey? Do you ever watch any of her?
Oh yeah. She like had short hair, like blonde hair.
Yeah, like, blonde hair, and like she'd she was like a little like. I mean, she had huge tits, but she was kind of like she was
more
like
natural.
40-year old milk, but
I do not recall.
She was hot.
I remember that one.
I want to see if this lady's still doing it.
Remember Faye Reagan? That's not even all that long ago, but I think she's retired.
She looked like, pause.
She looked like who? Is it somebody that we know that you don't want to say it out loud? Oh, okay.
Can you write it down?
Fifth? I'll write it down. All
right.
Yeah, I need to know that.
Yeah.
I'll go to their Instagram.
Well, there's a whole thought catalog story about Heather...
Oh, really?
Harmon is what her name was, not Heather Brooks.
Oh, shit.
The name is Heather Harmon.
Is it Wifey's World? It's not Wifey's
World. Yeah, it was Wifey's World.
Oh, I've heard of that. Man.
This is a different lady.
But do you guys think that the Pinot's better now or back then?
I think it's like... I don't know. That's a good question. I would think there's pros and cons to each.
I mean, like, everyone's
tastes
have evolved.
It's way more extreme now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, people's
tastes
have
evolved. I don't necessarily always want to see, but I appreciate it.
I don't want to see inside of people's butts all the time.
Between 1999 and 2000, during the climax of this internship, a young couple started doing webcam shows on an adult site called iFriends. The wife's name was Heather, a lab technician in some undisclosed southern location, and the husband, Jim Harmon, was a forklift operator. They bought a $400 computer from a neighbor and a webcam and began showcasing Heather's recently discovered talent, deep throating.
Wow.
Skills need no further explanation other than that Heather didn't seem to have a gag reflex and Jim resembled a thoroughbred below the belt.
Wait, who did you say that she looked like?
The what's that one bitch, Faye Reagan?
Oh, not at all. What are you talking about?
I think so.
I don't... Not
maybe
at
they
all.
Just have like similar sadness.
Does she have any?
They, yes. That's true.
Only one. Let's see this.
Let's not disclose who we're talking about.
Disclosure.
But speaking of good eggs, she is
good egg.
What a good egg she is! Yep. Shout out to whoever
good
we're
egg.
Talking about.
This is not
about.
The first time she's come up.
No,
on the
it's
show.
Not actually.
Good eggs. You guys should have called the show Good Eggs.
Yeah, really.
Fantasy boys and good eggs.
Fantasy boys.
If you're a good egg, put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
What the... Oh, yeah. What else were we talking about? The Cam Newton thing we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. If you're... That lady was a good egg.
The lady that... I like how they dug through our tweets and they're like, oh, she's racist.
Yeah.
So it's allowed.
Is she?
She's allowed.
Yeah. She said... What did she say exactly? Something
said
about
like
this?
My dad was telling racist jokes and I was laughing the whole way
that
on the
trip. That
just
means she fucks with black people.
And then...
Well, obviously, she's an NFL reporter.
And then she called Dale Earnhardt N-word with an A, but like...
My nigga.
Yeah.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., you my nigga. She's the only person to ever say that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Lindy.
I'll tell you right now. She's bad, though. She was a Yakubian queen.
Oh, yeah. She's a fine-looking lass.
Yeah. She's definitely got some kind of black in her.
Well, she's Hispanic, isn't she? She's Rodrigue.
Yeah. Rodrigue.
Allegedly.
But... That whole thing where Can we just stop interviewing athletes? That's the solution. Yeah. That's all true. We got to do.
Stop talking.
Do we need to talk to Cam Newton to find out what's going on?
It's so funny to hear a girl talk about routes.
What sucks about that?
Your whole life is routes, dummy. You should be hoping everyone's talking about routes.
Yeah, because you're uninteresting as fuck. That's all you do is you care about football.
Learned about routes 8 years ago when you got into the NFL.
Exactly.
So you There was one route that your receivers ran in high school or in college.
Just go long. I'll throw it to you.
Yeah.
And the first year of your NFL career, you fucking weren't.
The thing that sucks
about...
You got
to the NFL and they're like, they cut and they did like a post. Routes. And they're like, they can move? They don't just have to run in a straight line?
What the fuck?
I got to throw them a ball. Throw it to them?
Before they get to... When they turn? Man.
I can throw it to a running back?
Man, this is hard.
What sucks about that the most is that everybody that like hated Cam Newton because he's black now like him because he's sexist.
Right.
Like I literally turned on equalizer. Yeah, I literally
you
turned on.
You guys want to know something?
Rush
that's
Limbaugh.
The Obama thing where all right, Obama's the president, but at least it's not Hillary. Black people are not as hated as black men are not as hated as women.
Jeb Stradamus. Yeah, we could vote first. Jeb Stradamus. I'm going to go ahead and say Cam Newton will bleach his skin like Sammy Sosa.
Ooh.
No.
He already started with his beard.
He's going to do it.
He already started with that beard. That's what he should be apologizing for.
Yeah, that's a terrible beard. Why would you dye your beard different? Like,
because you're having a shitty season even though your team's 3-1.
He had a good game against the Patriots last week. They beat him.
I do not like him.
Four games and he's had one good one. Deshaun Kaiser like had a good game.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like the Will Smith of football.
He is a little like the Will Smith. No, the Will Smith of football is Russell Wilson.
He's the Matt Damon of football.
No, Matt Damon is way more charismatic.
He's the dude from Family Matters or Family Ties.
Or the Michael Fox?
No, not Family Ties. What's the other one?
Friends?
Like
Party of Five.
His sister was on Full House. He's all fucking religious and shit.
Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, he's a Kirk Cameron.
Okay, yeah.
Boom.
That's
fair.
That's who Russell Wilson is.
I hate Russell Wilson.
I thought Ray Lewis was the Kirk Cameron. He's the OJ.
Debatable. I like how...
He's been replaced, OJ.
I like how he kneeled on both knees or whatever. After like 2 weeks.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I know exactly. 2 weeks after he was talking shit on Colin Kaepernick, like saying that his girlfriend is the reason, like to shut his girlfriend up, basically.
When you're black and you beat bodies, like you don't understand how being black works.
Two. He didn't even do jail time for that.
Bodies. No. Ray Lewis got off. He was like, yeah, you better pray. Now you should pray every day. Like, every second. You should have quit football to become a monk, my guy.
To be fair, he only burned the evidence.
Learning something, OJ. Bury it, you burn it.
Who burned what?
I contend to this day, though, that Aaron Hernandez is the smartest person to ever play football and commit a crime.
Aaron Hernandez?
Aaron Hernandez?
Yes.
He found the loopholes afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're talking about two dudes that got away with it.
Yeah,
that's true.
He got
away with it for years.
he got exonerated after he died because of loopholes and shit. But yeah.
That dude killed people and then went to practice the next day and then continued to play in a Super Bowl.
CTE, baby.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
and he still seemed like a less of a douche than Gronkowski.
Yeah, which is hard.
Like he was like the likable tight end.
Bro, I would never kill anyone to go to practice, bro.
69.
Oh, 69, bro.
Gronk. I'd have Gronk. Luckily, I woke up in time from my nap on Thursday to fucking
take him out.
Yeah.
He's the kind of dude that would...
He's hurt all the time.
He's the kind of dude that would be like, instead of Cam Newton, he'd be like, yo, man, like, I don't care who's asking me questions, bro. This could be a girl, it could be a guy, I don't care. I just want everyone to have a chance. Like,
did you see that roast that... They got in trouble, or he got in trouble for? It was, they were roasting David Ortiz, like,
over the summer. Oh, yeah.
Bobby.
And, like, he obviously didn't write the jokes.
Uh-huh.
And one of them, I mean, a couple of them didn't land well because it's him. He doesn't have a fucking... He's an idiot.
Tell jokes.
But, like, they had the pool, the roast, and the whole thing. Like, Bill Burr put it together and, like...
Interesting.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
It is stupid. But there's that thing where people don't get comedy, and then they try to apply the rest of the world to comedy.
Right, yeah, yeah.
They go, okay, don't be... You gotta be politically correct, or you don't have to be politically correct. But when it's comedy. So it's either funny or not funny.
Yeah.
And it's subjective. So if you think it's funny, then it's funny. Like the dudes that trolled everybody after the Vegas shooting. Like, oh, I don't think that's funny. I think it's fucked up.
No,
but there are people that that's what they want to do. And like if, when I was younger, I might have thought that was funnier because I like had a darker sense of humor and like
Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah,
exactly. I feel kind of sympathetic with that situation because listening to Jason Aldean also makes me want to kill 59 people.
See, that's the kind of
fair. That was, I don't care.
Well, that was like a bit that I was doing for a while. Like, yeah, it sucks that like there's all these attacks at concerts, but like. You know, there's some bands out there, if you heard some of their fans die, you'd be like, all right, well, yeah. It's not so bad.
That the only way that, like, we gotta look at it, like, I think that it's great that Jason Aldean had all those people take a knee for, like, to stand with all these black football players. That says a lot to me about it.
They, wait, what?
That's not what they were doing?
No, they were falling down dead.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that changes. Like, oh, yeah. I gotta stop watching the news on mute.
He wasn't he at Progressive Field 2 years ago when that
when the kid went down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I've never seen one of those.
Oh my god, what is it? What is fucking tragic? This dude, he didn't do his Illuminati sacrifice right. Like, shit's following him around.
I do like that it's getting all these people that are like rednecks that were at the concert. Like, it never occurred to me till now.
Maybe
that
we shouldn't buy a rocket launcher.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be able to buy a. Machine guns, or
that dude
be able to manipulate
like,
guns into being machine guns. Like, it just never occurred to me until bullets were whizzing by my head. Children dying in Connecticut wasn't enough for people to be like, well, things, you know, schools messed up, public schools.
Arm teachers. Start arming teachers.
Yeah, arm the teachers.
No, what's the story on this fucking guy, though? Like, no one knows shit about this.
Yeah,
thing, right?
I kind of know more
saying,
shit
like,
about that. A guy that I went to I was in a meeting with yesterday, and he was in Las Vegas when that happened. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't in at Mandalay Bay, but Luxor, somewhere really was close.
The Luxor.
And he said that, like, it was they didn't say this here, you know, on the news, but, like, the whole strip, it was pandemonium.
Right.
Like, everybody
that.
Thought that, like, they were robbing the casinos, and it was a giant...
I would have robbed a Rolex store.
He said he just, like, ran. He said there were people...
Wait, does
over.
Anybody know where George Clooney was during this whole thing?
What
a distraction!
Somebody get me Don Cheadle!
Man. That guerrilla marketing...
George Clooney's walking in slow motion away from the...
They're all putting sunglasses on. Brad Pitt's eating a sandwich.
That guerrilla marketing tattoo. Campaign for Ocean 16 is really kind of brutal.
Andy Garcia's like, God damn it, they got me out then.
Andy Garcia's weeping alone in the mythology.
Yeah, but anyways, this guy is somebody that I wouldn't think would be anti-gun, but he's like, yeah, there's no fucking way you should like do all that. And somebody else like chimed in, is like, well, you can't regulate, like, what, they're just gonna still do the same thing. It's like, yeah, that's right, we shouldn't have any laws then. That's still
right.
People are still gonna be criminals and commit
crimes.
Possibly
have speed limits, people still won't speed. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have any guns, but I do, and
I don't.
That there's guns you should be allowed to have, and there's guns that no one fucking needs.
Yes, like,
yeah, I agree with that.
But
automatic weapons.
Automatic weapons aren't for other people. They're for, like, you know, when fucking the police decide in some small town in Montana that they're gonna run the black people out. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I would love to have a bump fire assault rifle then. You know what I mean? Like, but
right, what
I don't
black
live
in
Montana.
First.
See, it's a free country, Bill.
I know, but like, how they like? When did they move there?
They were. Who do you think built everything in this country? Bill, jeez.
Well, black people, but out west, the Chinese people.
Yeah, they're the black people.
Don't forget Native Americans.
Who?
There's Indians.
Only five Indians left.
That's
well,
true.
Speaking of the Indians, man, did you guys see that game last night? Incredible. Oh, man.
Fucking best game.
By the way, going to have special guest star and Bill Squire's best friend, Mike Clevenger.
On an upcoming episode.
Uh-oh.
One of these days.
He's bringing white women.
That's just a running gag to tease that Mike
Clevenger. I'm sorry, Mike Clevenger.
He's our Matt Damon of Jimmy Kimmel.
That's cool.
And our woke Jimmy Kimmel, yeah. Not our blackface Jimmy Kimmel.
I know a girl that was banging one of the old Indians from like 07, well, 2000.
Weren't you Eskimo Brothers with Jason Kipnis?
Kipnis, she never confirmed that they hooked up, Annette definitely made out with Jason Kipnis.
So I don't.
She played it off like they didn't, but I'm like, eh, kind of sounds like.
Owes you a high five. Is that problematic? Do girls know? Do we just expose Eskimo Brothers to the world?
No, that's been our thing. My friend, I'll just say his name, Jeff. I'm not saying his last name. He's Eskimo Brothers with Julian Edelman.
That's dope.
Yeah, because he went to camp, Julian Edelman.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I'm Eskimo Brothers with my dad.
Man, your mom is a slut.
I'm actually.
Or
not.
Is it your sister?
No. An aunt. It's terrible. No. Not.
Yeah, that would be weird. I don't know. If anybody is Eskimo Brothers with their dad, email the show, fantasyboyspodcast@gmail.com, or tweet at us, @fantasyboyspod.
Eskimo Brothers with your dad, what does that make, like, does that change things?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fucking weird, it'd be weird as hell. I mean,
if your dad bought you a whore for your 18th birthday.
I mean, does anybody's dad buy them a whore?
I mean, if I'm a dad, I'm trying the whore out first before my son goes in.
That's true. Yeah.
Make sure it's safe.
I mean, I don't know.
I need a goddamn wide receiver. I need it now.
Yeah, how'd you guys' fantasy teams just look at
this? I won for my first time this year. I'm 1-3.
This is my second
year. Yeah, you beat me.
Yeah, you got your ass whooped.
My team has been so. All my players are dead. They're all dead. They're not even injured.
All my players are dead.
This is my second year of mainly auto picks. Last year I came in second. I lost to my roommate and dear friend, a girl named Mel. She's pretty cool, but all salty as shit.
I'm playing Polk this weekend. White Drives Matter. He's 3-1 with his all-white team.
Oh, yeah. What's you guys' fantasy team names?
Mine's Deshaun Kaiser Wilhelm III.
Mine's 6 in your end zone.
What was it before? They were making fun of Bill on draft day because it was like this really convoluted.
It was really bad.
I was like, what?
It was Garrett. I don't care at all.
I was like, what?
Everybody was making Kaiser puns. I'm with a Garrett pun.
I'm the MAGA fuckers.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got nothing. My receivers are garbage. Aaron Rodgers hasn't played particularly well this year.
You guys, I'm pretty TO'd though because I use ESPN Fantasy app, and it won't let me use emojis because I want my team to be MAGA fuckers. I heart Ivanka.
Oh yeah, they won't let you upload a.
I'm salty about that.
All right, who do I drop? Because I need a wide receiver because I have a million running backs right now. And I need this for tomorrow. Chris Thompson from Washington. Tarik Cohen from Chicago. Probably that dude.
Who you're dropping or who you're picking up?
That's who I'm dropping.
Oh.
So I'm going to drop him and pick up Fuller from Houston.
Oh, Fuller?
I mean... It's that or like Chef, like it's all garbage.
Houston's playing
KC.
Who's
on your team? Who's your starters?
I won't do that.
By the way, Mary, shout out to Mary Santora for being 4-0.
That
makes me so angry.
I know, and I tried to.
She's the lead in our league. She auto drafted.
Auto draft will get you to second or third place.
Well, she's in first place now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, auto draft is fucking genius level shit.
What's Kenny? Kenny's women be shopping, right?
Yeah.
He is 2-2, and I hope he doesn't win another game. Fucking Kareem Hunt every time.
Fucking everything.
Oh man, Kareem Hunt.
My name in my work league is Kaiser Sosa. No, say so.
Kaiser Sosa. That's a good one.
That one I'm pretty happy with. All right. Who's your pick? Fuller, that's my sleeper guy.
Your sleeper guy? Who are the Browns playing? The Jets?
Yeah.
The Jets. I'm going to say Blah Pow. And his name's fun to say.
Blah.
Brassfield, who's your sleeper pick of the week?
Devontae Parker.
Ooh, good one.
A number one receiver?
Yeah, that's not really a sleeper.
That's not really a sleeper.
Oh.
That's kind of like...
Well, fuck you then. My sleeper is...
You can't go deep. You know, someone that people don't want to play. Or in a pickle.
If I was going to play someone...
Help, I'm in a pickle. How did I get into this pickle?
Maybe Torrey Smith from the Eagles.
There you go.
Torrey Smith.
That is a deep sleeper.
Yeah. He hasn't been good in...
Coon's age.
Colin Kaepernick was the quarterback.
You can say Coon's age. It's not racist. It's not racist at all. Just like I can say Mighty
How old
Mighty
do they look, though?
Coons?
Yeah, like
Mighty Moons. Coons live many moons. Many moons.
Well.
How many years? I don't pay attention to shit in moons.
Well, you should, Bill.
Well, many moons ago.
Like a month, but.
Okay.
Like, if you told me, like, a more specific thing, like if you said, like.
Coons live 1,000 years on average.
1,000?
On average.
1,000 moons or 1,000 years?
Both.
Oh, see, now you're just making shit up.
I lied about both of those.
You don't know anything.
I'd imagine, what do you think the regular lifespan of a raccoon is? If I had to guess, I'd say
guess
5 to 7 years.
I'm going to guess 8 years.
I'd say somewhere in there. I'm going to buck the trend and say 4.
All right, what if it lives by a highway?
I've seen a lot of dead raccoons.
I saw a squirrel this morning almost get hit by a car, and then I went back, when I got back home, it was hit by a car.
Oh.
So he had one great dodge.
He's kind of a Neo. There's not enough leaves down. He's freaking out.
He wasn't Neo. 2 to 3 years.
That's it?
Yes.
What?
For a raccoon?
Raccoon.
That's insane.
2 to 3 years in the wild.
That's a sad life.
That is a very sad life.
Yeah, you eat trash.
You eat garbage and you walk on your back legs.
They do have adorable little thumbs, though.
Oh, yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, don't let them touch you.
Oh, we were talking the other day. Possum or opossum?
Possum.
What's an opossum?
It's the same thing.
It's spelled with an O, and some people pronounce it because they're stupid.
They're confundido la cucaracha de cabeza.
Yeah. Claro, I ain't no fucking baby.
I'm here to make everybody claro. It's possum.
We've done an hour, so
fuck yeah. Let's think we're good. Thanks for hanging out, James Earl Brassfield.
It was my pleasure. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah,
being with the Fantasy Boys. I'm Bill Squire.
I'm like Brian Kenny without diabetes.
Which is surprising, really.
It is.
Forever.
Do you want to plug anything?
TC Zell's podcast coming to you soon. Pizza Money, December 10th. And I'm looking for a venue, if anyone knows of a good venue for the world-famous Jeb Show.
I'm going
to make a comeback, so.
Hell yeah. And then at Fantasy Boys Pod, email the show, fantasyboyspodcast@gmail.com. At Bill Squire, at I Am Brian Kenny, at Party All the Rhine,
at Joe Brass,
Mr. Peanut, one of these days, I'm going to fucking kick your ass, you legume ass bitch.
Fucking ground fruit faggot.
Fantasy Boys.
Fantasy Boys.